Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 15th. You'll be interested to know. 73 years ago, today, in 1951, I Love Lucy premiered its first episode on American television, introducing audiences to the comedic talents of Lucille Ball and her real-life husband, Desi Arnaz. This series quickly became a classic, setting the standard for television sitcoms and leaving a lasting impact on popular culture. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 54 and a gentle west wind blowing at about 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 39 and a light breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 9:45 with the low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies with highs ranging from the low 50s to the upper 60s throughout the week. Nights will be mostly clear with lows between the upper 30s and mid 40s. Enjoy light winds from the northwest and west. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the Environmental Protection Agency has announced new regulations for lead in drinking water, requiring Massachusetts to replace all lead pipes within 10 years. To support this initiative, the agency will provide nearly $53 million. However, industry advocates warn that this funding may not cover the full costs, potentially leading to price hikes for water customers. The new rule lowers the lead action level from 15 to 10 parts per billion. Lead, a potent neurotoxin, poses serious health risks, especially to children in vulnerable communities. All Massachusetts communities must submit an inventory of service lines by October 16th. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football in East Rutherford, Josh Allen led the Buffalo Bills to a thrilling 23-20 victory over the New York Jets. Allen's two touchdown passes and a decisive field goal by Tyler Bass secured the win, snapping Buffalo's two-game skid and putting them at 4-2. Despite Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary touchdown, the Jets' struggles continue at 2-4 amid coaching turmoil and missed opportunities. Yesterday afternoon, the New York Mets secured a decisive 7-3 victory over the Dodgers in L.A. for Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. Francisco Lindor's towering home run in the first inning set the tone, with Mark Vientos and Starling Marte adding crucial hits and Sean Manea earning the win. Edwin Diaz closed the game with a solid save, tying the series at 1-1. Tomorrow night, it's Game 3 at Citi Field. Walker Buehler, yet to find his stride, faces Luis Severino, who boasts a 4.5 ERA. Expect a chilly 51 degrees in Queens, with the Mets favored by 1.5. Also last night, the Yankees secured a 5-2 win over the Guardians at Yankee Stadium, taking a 1-0 lead in the ALCS. Juan Soto's towering homer and Carlos Rodon's impressive pitching, with 8 strikeouts, set the tone. Cleveland's wild pitches in the third inning allowed New York to capitalize, scoring 3 runs. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton added to the Yankees' dominant performance. Tonight, the Yankees host the Guardians again at Yankee Stadium for Game 2. Garrett in local sports. Last night, the Boston Bruins faced a tough loss against the Florida Panthers at the Garden, narrowly defeated 4-3. The Panthers' Sam Reinhart was the standout player, scoring 2 goals, including a crucial shorthanded tally. The Bruins started strong with Johnny Beecher opening the scoring, but the Panthers stormed back in the second period. Despite a late goal from Mason Laurie, Boston couldn't find the equalizer, leaving them with a season record of 2-2. Tomorrow night, the Bruins head to Ball Arena to take on the Colorado Avalanche, looking to bounce back and improve their standing. In top news, a fascinating discovery reveals that a popular food dye in Cheetos can turn the skin of live mice transparent, showcasing their inner organs. Researchers applied a solution of tartrazine, also known as yellow number 5, to the mice, allowing light to pass through their skin. This technique unveiled blood vessels and muscles, highlighting a potential medical tool for imaging and blood draws. While human skin is significantly thicker, researchers are planning to explore this phenomenon further. The study could lead to innovative applications in medical imaging in the future. In business news, electric vehicles have shifted from being expensive purchases to bargains on the used car market as resale values plummet. 2 years ago, some used electric car models sold for as much as new ones due to a supply chain crisis. Now, dealer lots overflow with unsold electric vehicles, and manufacturers, led by Tesla, have slashed prices on new models. In September, the average selling price of a 3-year-old electric vehicle fell to around $28,400, a 25% drop since January. This sharp decline has left many owners upside down on their loans, adding to industry challenges. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,100. Ethereum is just over $2,400. And Solana is $157. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A new study from 6 Apple engineers reveals significant flaws in the reasoning capabilities of advanced large language models. These models, often touted for their reasoning skills by companies like OpenAI and Google, demonstrated catastrophic performance drops when faced with minor changes in mathematical word problems. The researchers modified a standard benchmark, leading to accuracy reductions between 0.3% and 9.2%. Additionally, introducing irrelevant details caused accuracy to plummet by up to 66%. This underscores the model's reliance on probabilistic pattern matching rather than genuine logical reasoning, highlighting a critical limitation in current artificial intelligence technologies. And in entertainment news, Beatles 64, the latest documentary produced by Martin Scorsese, is set to take fans on a nostalgic journey on Disney+. This film, directed by David Tedeschi, explores the Beatles' historic first visit to the United States. Starting on November 29th, subscribers can enjoy never-before-seen footage, live performances from the band's debut concert, and their iconic appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show. The film also features new interviews with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, showcasing the camaraderie of the band during their meteoric rise to fame. Tune in for this exclusive streaming event on Disney+. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Epictetus. And he said, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.